Father Charles Coughlin discusses American poverty and welfare. This is a listen and live audio production. Father Charles Edward Coughlin, October 25, 1891 to October 27, 1979, was a controversial Canadian-American Catholic priest based in Michigan, calling for monetary reforms, the nationalization of major industries and railroads, and protection of the rights of labor. Coughlin used weekly radio broadcasts to reach a mass audience of up to 30 million listeners during the 1930s. An early supporter of Franklin D. Roosevelt and his New Deal, Coughlin later became a harsh critic. Coughlin's commentary also became more anti-Semitic, and he supported some of the fascist policies of Hitler, Mussolini, and Hirohito. As a result, many American Catholic leaders, as well as the Vatican, wanted Coughlin silenced. After the outbreak of World War II in 1939, the Roosevelt administration finally forced the cancellation of his radio program and forbade the dissemination of his newspaper, Social Justice.
Good afternoon, my friends. All winter long, the priests at the Shrine of the Little Flower literally have been immersed in the tears and sorrows of suffering humanity. I doubt if our 10-year-old depression produced more pain and grief and distress than was witnessed this past winter. We have seen, as have many other pastors and social workers, a gradual, constant increase in human casualties. Families which in former years managed barely to escape the ravages of poverty finally succumbed. How long must this continue in this land of wealth and plenty? In this land of kindliness and splendid ability? Coming in such constant contact with this ever-pressing problem of social distress, I am more convinced now than at any other time of the necessity for sound social reform. I am more persuaded in 1939 than I was in 1929 of the necessity to abandon any economic traditions which obstruct their fulfillment. During 1938, there were 22 million persons on relief. One out of every 5.5 persons in our nation. These families on relief were not living on the other side of the railroad track. We have discovered them in our residential districts, in every neighborhood. Oh, they are pitiful cases. Could you feed a family of four where the father receives $1.69, the mother and two children under 10 years of age, $1.39 each, a total of $5.79 each week for relief? It can't be done. It can't go on. This social sin must be abandoned by America. However, this is not the time for lamentation. These are days when calmly, righteously, and fearlessly, the decent element of American people is planning to act, not for the destruction of American institutions, but for the construction of a more equitable and humane plan of producing and distributing our wealth. There is a sufficient number of us who are so well informed that we refuse to accept the "it can't be done" philosophy of the reactionaries who are still content to adore the false god of rugged individualism and his gospel of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?